No, I heard they recently decided to add more hops to it.
What's up, beer lovers? Welcome to Poor Decisions Tap Talk, a podcast dedicated to beer enthusiasts everywhere. We're glad you joined us as we indulge in some delicious brews, share our thoughts, and probably a shenanigan or two. We're going to share exactly how we built our very own tap room and what spurred us to embark on this crazy ride.
It was all a dream.
So sit back, grab the nectar of the gods, and we'll make a bunch of poor decisions together.
Once it hits your lips, it's so good.
Welcome back, beer lovers.
Oh, I missed that.
I know, I kind of did too.
It's been a while.
It's been actually since February. And you want to know how I know?
Been a long time.
It's been a long time.
No, wrong song.
Oh, okay.
Shouldn't left you without a dope beat to step two.
To step two. Yeah.
Step two.
Yeah. We are back. This is Poor Decisions Tap Talk. I almost forgot the name of it.
Good morning, guys.
Poor Decisions Tap Talk.
Such afternoon.
It is. But it doesn't matter. Whatever you're listening to this, thanks for joining back in. We did get called out, though. Someone actually hit me up just this week and said, hey, why haven't you recorded an episode in a while? So thank you to our good buddy Brian Keyes, who kind of pushed our hand at doing this. But also to Nick, because apparently Nick has some special news he wants to share to me and Joe, who have no idea what it is. We're going to take some wild guesses on that later. But we also should probably talk about maybe the tap room that we're building.
Yeah, well, so we got tap room. We got COVID-19.
I don't want to talk about COVID-19,
COVID sucks,
man.
Yeah,
COVID
but, I mean, it's relevant to why this podcast hasn't happened and why currently we are...
We are six feet apart
from each other.
Social distancing.
You know.
Yeah.
With our new Poor Decisions net gaiters. If you haven't seen them, pdtaproom.com. Go buy it today. You'll be happy you did.
Yeah, it protected us from the sanding and all that stuff earlier today. So it's not just protecting you from COVID-19. It protects you from fumes, dust, sand.
Yeah, it's multiversal. Universal?
Multiversal.
Whatever. So let's dip into one of these subjects. I'm going to say you're probably going to want to wait on your news.
Mine will go last.
Okay. It's going to be a last thing. It's going to be a show closer.
So taproom update?
What we've
been doing the last 3 months since the last podcast recording?
Has it been 3 months? Oh my.
Well, he said February and this is May. So
Yeah. So I think in February, I mean, we were gung-ho ready to start really buttoning stuff up and finish some of the really big projects and all of the little projects that would come after, right? Like, we were hard-pressed on trying to get open by April at the latest May to be able to operate. So literally right now, like, we expected to have doors open and be slanging beer and and having a good time. And obviously, the vid happened, or the Rona, or whatever you want to call it. I like calling
it
the Rona.
It was basically St. Paddy's Day, March 17th. Basically, the state of California, and as far as we're concerned, the U.S. basically shut its operation down.
Is that when it happened?
Yep.
Hmm. Yeah, it's been a minute.
And we also had to shut down as well. Our contractors weren't allowed in the shop. We weren't even allowed in the shop. We didn't want to bring any inadverse attention to our business for doing something in the shop when we weren't supposed to. So we had to stop as well. And that's why we're kind of sitting in May and we're still not complete, you know?
But, and a big but at that, we have made some huge strides in the last 2 weeks since the lockdown lifted and they kind of they stopped the moratorium on construction. And we've literally cracked out like a ton of really big things, which is awesome. So we've got what in? What just got installed?
Joe? The drywall?
I would have said walk-in cooler. But
the most exciting part was the drywall.
Damn it,
you guys, drywall's installed.
I thought the drywall was kind of monumental because then the building inspector would come in and give it the blessing.
Yeah, but then we just put another, there's another
right?
hole in that wall now.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean,
and then we put more holes in walls.
Okay, fine.
So
okay,
more
fine.
Drywall.
The walk-in cooler is probably the coolest, biggest build purchase that we have, and it's in. It looks pretty cool, and yeah, that's where all the beers are going to come out. So yeah, that's probably
that was actually one of the things that Matt from Taplands was a recommendation of. He told us you have to do a walk-in cooler, like you have to do it. He's stepping over kegs left and right. He's got to search for certain things. So Matt, thanks to you, this is why we went forward with an actual walk-in cooler instead of doing the kegerator system. It was a headache, I'll tell you, due to some building design issues and which ones are shear walls and what we can and can't remove. But you know what? It's in. It is installed.
It is in, man.
Well, I got to give it out to IBU guys, too, because IBU guys said the same thing. Hey, if you guys don't get a walk-in cooler with that big of a space, you might lose out on some accounts because some accounts will want a good enough back stock in addition to what's slanging in your lines. So, yeah, I think across the board, the industry kind of told us, hey, if you guys have that big of a space, you guys need a walk-in because you guys can be slanging a lot of beers. Yep. And doing kegerator setup is great, only if you have to, but if you can, do the walk-in, which we did. So thanks, guys.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. That's the one cool thing that we've talked about time and time again is everyone has been so helpful with this project. Like, doesn't matter who we reach out to, they're willing to lend their years of experience or their advice and just be honest and upfront with us. And I mean, it's really led us in good directions. Albeit some of these things definitely got costly with some of the pitfalls and troubles that we ran into, like Nick said, but it's structural stuff. I mean, at the end of the day, you don't know the bones of the building until you actually start ripping walls down and finding out what's underneath all that skin. So
what's out of code, and then you realize you have to fix everything.
Yeah. So, you know, it's the fun of being a business owner, an entrepreneur, and a taproom tycoon, right? Taproom tycoon. So stuff's happened at the shop, man. We got the drywall in. That's very important, right, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We do have the walk-in in. Electrical is like 95% done. We're going to get to patching walls here soon, and painting and floors are going to be done probably in the next week, so we'll be able to move our equipment in. I mean, things are happening fast. Like, we're getting to the point where we're actually reaching out to all the vendors, trying to set up the accounts to get the beers flowing through the lines, and man, it's getting exciting now. Like, really starting to have fun. But it's still hard work at the end of the day.
Yeah,
I mean, we've been humping on the weekends.
And well, good choice of words.
Oh.
Humping? Well,
yeah. I mean, that happens too, but I was talking about working. Like, we're working on the weekends. Is that better?
I'm definitely coming home covered in dust and paint and other nonsense, you know, every time I come to the shop. And I am excited for the day where I don't come home with that on my clothes and maybe just some beer spills here and there. So when I finally eventually get to the point where we can serve you guys some beer, but almost there, literally almost there.
Yeah. Don't wear black while you're sanding. 4 hours of sanding. We have what do we call it? Live Edge slabs that we got from shout out to Christopher Hamilton Kahn over there in the Old Oak Ranch hooking us up in the Sonora Mountains.
Things are tight. They're beautiful, man.
Yeah, great slabs. They're they're gonna go on the outer of our what's it called?
Like our table setup.
Our table setup.
Yeah, there'll be some place for you to sit and enjoy your beverages and food and
what
games.
What do they call those kind of tables? Somebody comes with like a laptop and sits at them. I don't know. It's basically what you see at like coffee shops, you know, kind of things against like the windows or walls. We're obviously not using it directly against the window. We're pulling it like a vertical out, but it's about give or take 2 feet thick. These slabs have a live edge, so they are a very natural beauty, and
they're dried out
here in California.
Man, what did we spend 4 hours today sanding like two slabs?
I thought we were gonna be done with that a lot sooner, but it took a long time.
Hey, it's pretty consistent with everything else we do. We anticipate, you know, 1 month, 2 months, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Everything gets double, tripled, so it's the same.
Jeez,
it's a pretty consistent theme around here.
Yeah, but the good part about that is we're taking our time. We're doing a lot of stuff ourselves, and it's part of the experience. I mean, we've done a lot of this work by ourselves, which is cool because we've never done it before. So, you know, get your hands dirty, man. I got some elbow grease that could put into some stuff. So, speaking of beers, because we kind of talked about that, Nick actually brought two wonderful beers. So let's touch on those because I really like. I'm gonna go over this one because I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
This is Ale Industries in Oakland, California. You just went up there this week, right?
Correct. I went up on May 12th.
Serena's birthday.
It was my girlfriend Serena's birthday.
Happy birthday.
She turned her 31 years of age. She hates the fact that she's
supposed to say 21.
Oh, I mean 21 years of age, and some. And I wanted, you know, with the COVID lockdown, obviously it's very difficult to celebrate. You know, you can't really, there's not really much you can do. And Serena loves her beer and a couple of the little spots up there. So I said, let's get up there and let's get some stuff for you. Let's at least grab some things. We'll come back to the house and we'll celebrate.
Dope.
I made a couple stops. One of those stops was at Ale Industries, and I bought two beers, which they provided. This would be what we purchased. Great little location in Oakland. And John, if you want to talk about what you're drinking.
Well, I got this town beer. It's a Kolsch style. And usually, like, Kolsch's aren't necessarily my go-to. I usually do kind of gravitate towards IPAs because I love them. But this is super refreshing because it's a nice warm day. And after working, I feel very hot and somewhat parched. Yeah. And this is going down really, really smooth.
Yeah.
Like, did you bring another one or was that the only one?
That's the only one I brought. But I think I have a couple more, maybe one more at home. Dang. Definitely have at least two more at home.
I like
you know
this
what?
One.
It's just in Oakland. We can just drive down the road.
Okay. Okay. Well, I like this. It's real smooth, really easy. 5.1%, right? Something like that. It's pretty dang smooth.
5.1.
Yeah. So I would honestly start drinking more of these Kolsch's if
so
I could get my
hands
on them.
So if you look at the label, it's actually all the streets of Oakland.
Oh, that's
here.
Dope.
So I don't know if you can see it. I guess
it talks about being naturally brewed in a bioenergy place in Fruitdale. That's pretty crazy. What is bioenergy brewing? I'm gonna have to look that up.
That's like new wave technology stuff.
That's
right there.
Science.
You know what? Maybe we can tag AI in this, and then they'll let us know on Instagram or social media of some sort.
Sure, let's do it. Well, AI Industries, you know, we see them pop up here and there with their Death Angel collaboration. Their little gnarly little monster-looking kind of thingy-mabobber. So someone out there, Duck Hollywood, I think he hit me up, and he said, hey, do you get these L Industries down here? And I think I said, hey, you know what? If I see it, I'll grab it for you. But it's been kind of blown up all the way down in the South Bay, so which is pretty cool. What do we have here? I'm drinking a Touring Test Juicy IPA. So it pours like a West Coast, but it tastes like a hazy, which is mm-hmm. the best of both worlds, to be honest with you. It's juicy without the haze. It's clear like the West Coast. It's really a good beer. I mean, a lot of juicy flavors, notes. So I like it.
And who loves a good clear beer?
Nick does,
apparently.
Damn right he does.
Yeah, but he'll crush a hazy. And,
like, he will.
Like I said, man, I'll crush any beer.
Yeah, it's good though. I like it.
Yeah,
good
so
job,
far
Industries.
You know, and after a good 4 hours of standing, give or take. I mean, I think these are perfect for the weather. It's hot out, even though supposedly it's supposed to be raining at all this weekend, I guess.
Tomorrow, I think so.
Yeah,
I know. That's really going to put a cramp on my style because I was planning on working on those slabs.
Oh, no.
Outside and...
Monday. Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. It just changed.
Okay.
It just updated. See, it's going to rain tomorrow.
I mean, I get it. We need a little bit of water. It's cool. But it really, like, these rainy weekends, because, like, for the last, in April, like, every weekend rained. It was terrible. I think even in March, too, right? It was really rainy. And... I wasn't able to work on anything.
Yeah.
Like, really sucked. Yeah. But it's okay. We're making up for it now. And like I said, we're humping. No, wait. We're grinding. No, wait.
We're sanding.
Just sanding, yeah. And working and doing stuff. So, yeah. Beer's awesome. The tap room's awesome. You guys that are listening are awesome. Everything that we're doing right now just seems awesome. It's very crazy and hectic and chaotic with everything that's happened. But
We talked about the website. Did we bring that up yet?
Oh, no. Bring up the website.
We can.
So... You know, one of the things that we kind of slacked off on for a little bit there was our website, and we wanted to make sure, you know, we focused on the actual construction, the build, and getting our social media presence out there. We didn't necessarily, I shouldn't say we forgot about the website, but it was definitely supposed to be like a second thought. So we put a little bit more effort into it. We have updated our website. It is www.pd, as in Paul David, as in Poor Decisions Taproom, pdtaproom.com. Go ahead and head over there now. There are a few things there. We're going to do some – you can actually get a hold of this podcast live stream from there as well as download. We have a storefront, which where you can purchase all of our products, including those neck gaiters that John was talking about earlier in the podcast.
I love neck gaiters, so I'll be honest. I'm going to go out on Front Street. I am not the hugest fan of wearing a mask out in public. I understand its purpose, and I know there are, some benefits to it, but for me, I don't know. I just you could hate me, send me hate mail, DM me, whatever. I'm not big on wearing, but honestly, I love neck gaiters. I do like neck gaiters. I wear them to go fishing. I wear them when I'm camping. I wear them when I'm working out in the yard. So to have our own neck gaiter, I'm actually like super jacked about it. Like it's dope. So if you haven't seen it, go to the website and go check it out. And thank you, Nick, for spending so much time dialing in the website, because you are a tech whiz and you did an amazing job. So
yeah, no, I gotta give it to Nick too. He spent a lot of time putting together the website, making it look super cool and current and updated, with setting up a web store too, you know, with a mailing list, with a podcast, with a what's happening, what's up, contact us. Everything you see in a normal website, Nick hooked it up, and he spent some good time. What was it called? Programming, designing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a computer guy. So, but apparently Nick apparently did, and it was pretty cool.
Super good. And we've done a lot of behind the scenes stuff during those down months. The stuff that doesn't really come off as IG worthy, like pictures and crazy things. So it's not as fun to talk about, but we did have to put in a lot of extra work. Another thing, our ABC license is sent to Sacramento and is officially going to be processed in the next probably 2 weeks. So we'll have the license set, ready to go. So that means we will absolutely be selling a beer pretty soon.
And the only reason it took as long as it did is because there was a miscommunication, and then nobody communicated to us about the miscommunication?
Yeah, long story short, ABC got in touch with Hollister. They wanted some clarification on an outdoor area we wanted to have licensed, and they didn't think we had an outdoor area. They thought it was another place, and so since that place didn't have it, they thought it was a mistake, and so they never got back to the state. And it turned into this long roundabout thing, but I kind of played phone tag with a lot of different people. And finally, they told me what was going on. So we cleared it up and said, let's finish this thing up and move forward. So
if you're ever in a process, especially with a government entity, and you're sitting around and twiddling your thumbs, you don't really know what's going on, definitely reach out, because it may not be your fault. It may be not something you're waiting on, but you can clarify something or at least play telephone with the other entity and get it fixed. So
We've been playing phone tag.
2 weeks, guys, and we can start.
So wait.
Doing stuff.
So after it says pending, does it say approved? Does it say
it'll be approved.
Green light? Does it say check mark, thumbs up? What will it say?
All of them. It says all of those things.
All of them in a row?
And a smiley face at the bottom
with
a super grin.
Yeah, the state's ahead of it. They've got emojis on their license.
That's so awesome. I'm waiting for that day. It's going to be a very monumental moment. It's been pending for like 8 months.
We put that thing in September. It's been almost
10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 8 months. Come on. I'm pretty good at math.
Wow.
Who would have known?
You totally guessed. Oh, man. But it's, it's funny to think about, hopefully we're definitely shooting for, I don't know, have we put it on here? We're going to put it on here. I'm trying to really shoot to be open in July, at least. Hopefully our freedom is back on Independence Day, like Will Smith when he liberated us from the aliens.
God, great segue. I love it.
Didn't he come up with a second movie, too?
They did. It was, like, his son that, like, went back and fought the aliens. They came back with, like, bigger ships, and they somehow blew those ships up.
I never saw that.
You don't test the free will of America, okay? That's what you don't test. I mean, we learned that from number one and from number two.
Yeah.
didn't watch number two.
I'm really hoping that we're open by then, and crazy thing is, it took us by that time. It'll take us almost a year.
This was supposed to be a quick like 5 month build.
Yeah, I blame ourselves because we got into the weeds on a ton of different crazy projects. I mean, who pours a cement bar their first time opening a tap room? Crazy.
I don't think that's what delayed us though.
Nah.
There were delays in that shop that were out of our control. And
okay, yeah, I'll give you that. There were some
and
crazy
then,
things.
Then the corona, you know,
yes,
delayed
we can't
us
blame,
two
we
months.
Can't blame our delay
I mean,
to
who yeah. would have known a pandemic of worldly type behavior would come while we were trying to open up a tap room?
I mean, you know,
it only comes once every 100 years.
I saw it coming, but
you did?
You can't. I mean,
hey, by the way,
you can't let things stop you.
Have you seen the 2020 quarter?
No.
There are literally bats on the back of it.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
You mean for the United States? Like,
yes.
Our currency?
Yes.
No, you're
yes.
full of shit.
Yes.
No, there's no way.
Yes. You have a phone there. Search it up.
No, I don't use my phone while I podcast.
Yes, you do. You've been doing it the whole time, except for right now. All right.
Okay, bye.
Let's get Nick's news. I think that's it. We're gonna make it this a point to try and get on here a little more and update you guys as we're getting through on stuff and maybe bring some fun stuff into it. But I do want to hear your news. So can we guess what the news is?
Sure.
So
this morning, before I got here, I told John that my mom told me that she would be moving back to town, and that this big news is related to that.
Moving back to town, like in San Jose or in Hollister?
Possibly wherever she can, but closer to us kids.
Oh, so moving back into California.
Correct.
Possibly.
So it's not like a four-hour drive to get to her.
Well, that's exciting.
Yes. So the news is related to that.
Okay. So Joe and I kind of roundabouted maybe what this will be, because we still don't know. Nick hasn't told us yet. So I have some guesses, and I'm sure you do.
The only guess I have is Nick has some extra money, and he's going to open up Poor Decisions 2, and it's going to be completely digital.
So he got, like, an inheritance of some kind?
Yeah.
Let's just mom's say moving back, mom is selling the house, and they're... I mean, she's got to sell the house up there and move down here, so... There might be some free money, so maybe. I don't know.
Oh.
That'd be helpful. We need some money.
Yeah, we do.
If there's any GoFundMe or lender's accounts out there.
So you are getting some money, possibly.
Okay. Possibly.
It's a good guess, Joe. Good guess, Joe.
It sounds like he's on the right track. Now my guesses sound like totally far-fetched.
Well, can you just elaborate and expand on mine? Because I already got my shot in, so you can expand on mine.
The first thing I thought was, well, if mom's moving back, you know, moms usually move back because they want to be closer to grandkids. So maybe there's a Nick Jr. coming.
Like Nick Jr.?
A little Nick Jr.
Like little Nick. Little Nicky?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. The way he's looking at you right now.
He's kind of got the nod going on. I see it out of my peripheral, right? I think John nailed it on the head, but...
Did John? I don't know.
I don't know. So I'm kind of going with that. Either that or...
Whoa. You get one guess, buddy.
Oh, I didn't know I only got one.
Well, who's colder and who's warmer?
What's the scenario?
Huh? I don't know. I was just going to keep going.
Keep going.
I don't know. All right, never mind. Now I'm eager because you kind of flirted with his guess and flirted with my guess a little bit.
Who's warmer? So...
John's definitely a lot warmer.
Oh, shit! Wait,
this
did I say shit?
Is some news. You've said shit four times on this podcast. It's totally fine.
Okay,
go ahead. Say it. Just say it.
So, a couple days ago, Serena and I found out that she is not only late for her, but she is confirmed pregnant.
Whoa.
Serena and I will be having a child come 2021. January 11th is our current date of estimation.
Wow, that is amazing. Hey, can we clap here?
Let's see if I remember. I hope that's remembered correct. January 11th. Sorry, Serena, if it's wrong.
Wow, this is big news.
But this is big news. Little Nicky. I was right. Do I get a prize?
That's a pretty good guess, my beer.
Okay, I'll take it.
So the reason I did definitely bring a couple of these beers is Serena can't drink the beers we did pick up. And I was actually yesterday running around trying to find Speakeasy's baby daddy. Believe me, I can't find it anywhere.
Speakeasy's over, bro.
No, they still have a brewery up in San Francisco.
Do they really?
They still brew, yeah. They were purchased by an old distributor that was out of Oakland.
That must have been behind the scenes because I didn't.
Yeah,
know that.
So Speakeasy's still running around. They're still making beer. But I wanted to give you guys some baby daddies and kind of hint to that. But we ended up just bringing these beers because I had them in the, available in the fridge. So
good for you.
Yeah,
good
I am.
Congrats. Congrats, Serena. Congrats, Nick. That's awesome news.
Yeah.
And so I was right. Mom's coming down because she wants to be close to the grandbaby.
Yep.
God darn it, man.
Yep. And this is, it's all good all the way around. Mom was super excited, Serena's mom was very excited as well, and actually all of our family, I should say just our moms, but our entire family is very excited, very supportive. We obviously haven't released this to the world. You guys were my first set of friends that heard about it,
Nice.
I wanted to make sure that I did tell you guys. I know the podcast is a way I can record it, and I can always show it later.
Hey, can the kid be called JJ, like Jonathan Joseph or Joseph Jonathan?
Oh, man.
Jonathan
Are you Joseph shooting names out JJ? There now?
Yeah, oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, well.
It's kind of the first thing
yeah,
we
if
do.
It's if it's a boy. JJ. JJ's a good name.
Do you want me to name my child JJ? You're,
well, I mean, it's interchangeable.
Do you guys want to guess the sex? I mean, I'm not.
Well, you have it already?
There's no way.
No, I don't have the sex.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying you can guess.
Are you? Hey, well, hold on.
I don't know either.
So the thing is, we have to do a gender reveal at the tap room. We have to. We have to.
Like a blue beer and a pink beer? Something like that?
I don't know. We have to do it all like crazy. We have to pull out all the stops.
Well, as long as you're the creative mind, I think Serena would be okay with that.
Okay. Okay.
I like it.
We can do it.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it.
I'm really glad we did this podcast. Obviously, the sake of getting back into this flow and like relating news, but that's amazing news. Like, we should have just done a podcast episode on that.
Yeah, new life. We brought new life, guys.
Because I know me and John, we're not going to be able to have this news ever again, so. Yeah. Bravo to Nick.
No, what? No more baby news from us. So yeah, it's got to come from you. Actually, yeah. Good point.
Good call.
The only thing we can talk about is having more cats.
Oh,
that's
God.
About it. I'm up to four, guys. I'm not going to lie.
And
I
Joe?
I think it was back up to 10, just like...
Yeah, he has like four kittens at his house. Did you tell that?
Five. It was actually five.
Yeah, five.
Down to two.
Oh. Okay. We're losing cats. All right, so we've got, 12 cats over here, four cats here, one new baby over here.
Did I ever tell
here.
You guys we got chickens?
No. Is that... That's maybe a... That's like maybe
a month ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I really haven't put that in my story just because there's so much going on at home. So.
Did you put them in the catio or you built another chicken coop? Oh, yeah. The chickens are in the catio.
The chickens are in the catio. So the cats are chilling up top, the chickens are on the bottom, and we let them out all day and they graze and they come back in. And
wow.
They cohabitate. My just dogs and my cats and my chickens all.
It's like the Nguyen farm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you a goat.
So that was my news, too. I got chickens.
Wow. That's not as amazing. I'm not going to lie. No. You came out with the drywall, which was kind of lackluster, and then you came out with the chickens, which I don't know if it tops Nick's baby.
Nope,
I
mean, definitely not. Nope, Nick's baby news is probably the best news the last 6 months.
Dude, awesome. Well, this has been one of the more exciting Tap Talks. I'm super excited. I'm actually wanting to end this pretty soon here so I can give this guy a big hug and a kiss. Oh, I can't. It's
six feet away.
Social distance, hug and a kiss. So we'll hug each other and kiss each other.
Okay.
Like ourselves.
Oh. Okay.
Our individual self.
Yeah, we can figure that out.
Yeah.
Wow, awesome. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks, Nick, for sharing the news with us today. I feel very honored, like Joe said. Again, we will try to continue to do this more regularly. And make it a point to keep you updated on what's happening in the Tap Room. If you haven't, please follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Poor Decisions Tap Room, P-O-U-R Decisions Tap Room. Hit us up at pdtaproom.com, poordecisionstaproom.com. Get those neck gaiters because they're going quick. And also, make sure to just shoot us a message. Let us know you're on there. Put in your email and we'll keep you updated on what's going on. So I think that's it for now. We'll check in again soon. And... yeah, love you guys, man. You guys are awesome. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, appreciate listening to Catorce.
Did I say it was 14?
You said 14.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, good for me.
Catorce.
Good for you.
I've been thinking about that the whole time. Like, okay, I think it's Once, Dose, Trace, and Catorce.
Yeah. Is that why you've been so quiet over there?
In my head. I just want to make sure.
Remembering Spanish 4 class?
Yeah. Okay, next time we'll brush up on Spanish first so you're a little more present.
He's like, I don't know how to say 15. Don't even try.
Quince. Quince.
Yeah, quinceañera, right?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Enough of Spanish.
All right, guys. See you in quince.
Bye.
Later.
Adios.
I want to thank you for joining us today on Poor Decisions Tap Talk. We'll be back next week, so make sure to subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review. If you want to keep up to date on everything that's going on at the Tap Room, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Poor Decisions Tap Room. That's P-O-U-R Decisions Tap Room. In closing, we want to remind you to always drink responsibly, but when you do, choose carefully, choose craft.